just trying to make plays, you know, giving those opportunities to go up and make a play. And today I feel like that's one thing I came out there and did was came out and made plays.
You said you had a limited repertoire of things from one spot. Did that feel natural to you? Did you feel like you were sure of yourself and everything you did?
Yeah, I mean, it felt natural. I mean, just me being a big target, you know, having a height difference, going up and making plays like that, I mean, it's big for me because I know I got to take advantage of those opportunities in the red zone. And I feel like for me to go out there and do that, I feel like all my teammates can see what I'm capable of doing. That's one thing I was came here to do.
How good did it feel to get in the end zone in your first real game?
It'd be a good feeling. You know, I still got to compete. You know, I can't take no steps backwards. I feel like I still got to get into the playbook, study more. You know, just using those opportunities that's given to me. You know, having my receiver group room, having my back for everything. Just knowing that they're always going to be there for me.
So the first time you guys tried that fade route in the end zone, what kind of happened there?
Well, I mean, just misplacing, just not knowing where the ball would be placed at. I mean, obviously we came back and made it happen a second time, right. But you know, you got like I said, you got
to
take those. Yeah, and got to get used to the quarterback. You know, knowing who's out there throwing balls, you just got to use those opportunities just given.
What's the next step for you?
Just to still get better each and every day. You know, having a couple plays week one, trying to make more than what I did today. You know, just trying to move forward. You know, trying to do better than I did the day before, and you know, just using that mindset. You know, coming in early, getting extra film, man. You know, just doing those little things right.